This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. A single-engine air tanker working to help contain the Kruger Rock wildfire crashed near Estes Park last night. The plane's pilot did not survive. About 150 firefighters worked overnight to contain the fire, which started Tuesday due to downed power lines. Fire officials ordered evacuations, and the U.S. Forest Service closed parts of the Arapaho and Roosevelt National Forests near U.S. 36. President Joe Biden's next major spending bill could deliver progress on a career goal for Colorado Senator Michael Bennet. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports.
American families have received an expanded child tax credit during the pandemic. The larger payments, worth up to $300 per child per month, could continue under the proposed Build Back Better Act, but only for 1 year. Democratic Senator Michael Bennet, a longtime proponent of the policy, said that opposition from Senator Joe Manchin forced cuts.
I basically begged him to give it a chance to see whether it worked, to see whether it was a real benefit to people in the ways that I thought that it would be, and it already has been.
The current proposal would also make millions more low-income families eligible for the child tax credit permanently. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Bennet is also part of a bipartisan group behind legislation that would fund a new National Guard program to help fight wildfires. The Fire Guard system uses satellites, drones, sensors, and cameras to help map and track fires. The program is authorized by the Pentagon on a year-to-year basis. Bennet's amendment would fund the program for 5 years. Republican Lang Sias has announced he's running for state treasurer. Sias served as a state lawmaker and ran for lieutenant governor on the Republican ticket in 2018. The current treasurer is Democrat Dave Young, who is seeking a second term. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. Denver's at 30 degrees.